From Illinois Soul, this is Dialogue. I'm your host, Kennedy Vincent. Saturday mornings at 11 and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Dialogue is an exchange about culture, straight from the soul.
Traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Vem, magalenha, rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer a maçã. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
In today's episode of Dialogue, we explore one of the most powerful expressions of cultural resistance, freedom, and dignity, Capoeira Angola. Capoeira is an ancient Afro-Brazilian martial art that emerged from the pain of enslavement and birthed something beyond extraordinary, a living testament to the resilience, creativity, and dignity of African descendants in Brazil. More than just a dance, fight, or martial arts, capoeira is a complete cultural manifestation. It's music, community, spirituality, and most importantly, it's a political act of resistance. Joining us today are two masters who carry this profound legacy forward. Mestre Negativo is a master of capoeira. He's a musician, educator, cultural activist, and so much more. He shares with us, in Portuguese today, his concept of conscious musicality, a philosophy that connects the rhythms of capoeira to our mother's heartbeat, to the sounds of nature, and to the voices of the ancestors. Alongside him is Mestre Denny. He's been teaching Capoeira Angola here in Champaign-Urbana since 2003, carrying forward the teachings of his master, the legendary Mestre Ongrande, and continuing to pour his work into his community and students. Also with us is Mark Becker, who serves as our translator today. Mark has been a student of capoeira for over a decade, and Mark will also help us understand not only the language, but also what it means to enter this tradition with respect and humility. Throughout our conversation today, we talk about the nourishment and strength that capoeira gives people across the world. Mestre Denny, who is a local teacher in Champaign-Urbana, tells us in his own words what it feels like to be nourished by this calling in his soul.
Obrigada for being here today. It's an honor to speak with all of you. Thank you.
De nada.
Yeah.
Eu sou grato por tudo. Eu devo minha vida pra capoeira. Fico até emocionado. Sem a capoeira eu não sou ninguém. Capoeira é minha vida. Não tem coisa melhor nessa vida, como diz o Mestre Facinha, como jogar capoeira. E eu me sinto um homem privilegiado pelos mais antigos e a capoeira ter me adotado, que a capoeira me adotou. Os mais antigos, os homens pretos, as mulheres pretas, que até hoje dá o sangue e a alma no Brasil. Eu me sinto privilegiado por ser um homem branco brasileiro e a capoeira ter me encontrado, que não fui eu que encontrei a capoeira, mas a capoeira me encontrou. A capoeira me deu uma educação, me deu minha família, me deu o Mestre Negativo, o Mestre João Grande, o Mark, o Seth, você me deu essa comunidade. Sem a capoeira eu não sou ninguém. Capoeira é tudo pra mim na vida. Eu sempre falo isso pra minha esposa. Eu falei assim pra ela, nunca pede pra eu deixar a capoeira. A única coisa que você não pode pedir pra mim é deixar a capoeira, porque você já sabe a resposta. Desculpa, gente.
Não. Mestre Denny was saying that It's hard to give a response about capoeira. It's even an emotional thing for him because capoeira is everything in his life. It's given him everything, his friends, his family, his work, meeting everybody here, Mestre Negativo, even yourself, and these kinds of opportunities. Capoeira has given him all of that, and he feels that it's a great privilege to be able to do capoeira, and that capoeira found him and called him. He's mm-hmm. not, he didn't go and find capoeira. Capoeira called him and found him, and he considers it a privilege, especially because capoeira, you know, being who he is, capoeira is something that, you know, came from African people in Brazil, and is something still to this day that black people and black culture in Brazil are fighting to maintain. And so mm-hmm. he considers it a real privilege to be where he is and to have capoeira in his life.
Mm-hmm. A capoeira, ela tem espírito de comunidade, né? Então, o que eu percebo, assim, pelo mundo, a capoeira acolhe todos os povos, todos os idiomas, todas as etnias. Mas a gente nunca pode negar que ela é preta.
Mestre Negoti was saying that one of the amazing things about capoeira is it brings together everyone. It's something mm-hmm. for everyone. It's for all ethnicities, all peoples, all backgrounds. And something that we can't forget is that capoeira comes from black culture, black people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For Mestre Denny, you feel, you know, it's been a calling for you and it's brought you to where you are now. Why choose to be in Champaign-Urbana doing this work of capoeira Angola? Why did you feel the importance of staying here in Southern Illinois to teach the community and bring us all closer together?
Mm-hmm. No começo, para eu começar, né, eu sempre tive a vontade de viajar pelo mundo. Sempre. Sempre quer traduzir, Marcos? Sempre tive a vontade de viajar pelo mundo.
So, first of all, Mestre Denny is saying he's always had the desire to travel the world. It's something he's always wanted. Mm-hmm.
Vontade de sair do Brasil, assim, para viajar, eu sempre tive. Aqui, Champaign-Urbana, foi porque tinha um amigo que estava morando em Iowa. Quer traduzir, mano?
So he always, as a young person, had the desire to leave Brazil and travel outside of Brazil. The part of the reason he came to this area was a good friend of his at that time was living in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Eu gostava muito da minha quebrada.
So he still to this day loves his neighborhood. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Esse amigo começou vim aqui porque o pessoal começou um capoeira club aqui. Isso no começo de 2000.
So right in the kind of the beginning of 2000, there was actually the establishment of a capoeira club here on campus that was connected with his friend.
E o pessoal desse capoeira club queria que um capoeirista ficasse aqui para eles sentir. Eles estavam sentindo que eles precisavam de um guia, de um professor, de um mestre.
And at that time, the students here at the U of I who started the capoeira club were feeling that they really needed someone to guide them, someone who could show them the way in capoeira and someone who could live here in the community.
E eles chamaram esse meu amigo para vir dar aula. Ele veio, deu uma aula, mas ele não pôde ficar porque ele estava indo embora dos Estados Unidos para a Europa.
So they asked his friend who was living in Iowa at the time to come and give a class. He came, he taught, but he couldn't stay in this community. He was actually getting ready to leave the United States at that time.
Mm-hmm. Às vezes pela hierarquia de respeito que tem na capoeira, ele chamou alguns outros capoeiristas mais velhos que eu para vir para cá.
And at that time, and still to this day, in the hierarchy of capoeira, out of respect for the hierarchy, they actually invited other capoeiristas mm-hmm. to consider coming here who had more time in capoeira.
Esses não puderam vir também por outras coisas.
And all of these capoeira people were busy. I couldn't come.
Aí ele perguntou para mim se eu queria vir.
And then his friend came to him, Mestre Denny, and asked him to come live here.
Ele falou, claro que eu quero.
And he said, of course, I would love to. So he said that since 2003, he's lived here and worked in capoeira since that time. And with the help of many people in the community, Mestre said he's been able to build a capoeira community since that time. And one thing that he always reflects on is the way that he feels like he's sort of a caretaker of a building. Capoeira is not something that belongs to him. Mm-hmm. It belongs to the black community. Mm-hmm. And he feels that he's been given the responsibility from his mestre to caretake capoeira. And at that time in the future, when it's his turn to give capoeira back, he'll mm-hmm. have taken care of it very well and give it back.
Mestre Negativo, you often talk about conscious musicality and how this stems from our mother's heartbeat and nature. How does all of this tie into what capoeira is today?
Eu, toda vez que eu estava na natureza, né, no Cerrado Mineiro, na beira de rio, principalmente no entardecer, na noite, eu passei a escutar com outro ouvido, né, os sons que à noite que os bichos, né, os sapos, os grilos, né, a coruja, no amanhecer, os cânticos das cigarras, né, todos esses cânticos, né, o quanto que eles são musicais e eles dialogam diretamente, né, com esses elementos da natureza, todos esses sons que o dia, que a noite nos traz, que as estações do ano nos traz.
So as he spends time throughout his life in the countryside of Minas Gerais, the state where he's from, especially during the period of dawn when night is starting to come on, he has reflected on the songs that he hears from the cicadas and the crickets and owls and frogs, especially near like the river, the riverbed. And that dialogue that he hears when he's spending that time in nature is something that has taught him a lot about conscious musicality.
Eu também, eu tive a minha avó, Dona Esther, e minha mãe, Dona Doca, duas pessoas da cultura, duas pessoas que, quando elas estavam trabalhando em casa, no quintal, no lote, no terreiro, elas sempre estavam cantando. E sempre eram cânticos que haviam silêncios musicais. Eram matriarcas, donas de sabedorias, que sabiam fazer música, mas também respeitando o silêncio musical. Tudo isso foi me nutrindo para até chegar hoje nessa musicalidade consciente.
In addition to that, Mestre Negativo was talking about how in his childhood, throughout his life, when he would be near his grandmothers, when they were working or in the garden or outside, they would always be singing. That was something that was very common. And so he was absorbing those songs and the voices of his ancestors, his grandmothers, and that nourished him and strengthened him to develop more this idea of conscious musicality.
E tudo isso também essa e tudo isso relacionado com os nossos ritmos fisiológicos, né? Nosso primeiro ritmo fisiológico, a batida cardíaca, depois que a gente nasce, né? Mesmo na barriguinha da mamãe ali, o coração batendo, tum 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 tum, já está estabelecendo um ritmo fisiológico. Depois que a gente nasce, a nossa respiração já é o segundo ritmo fisiológico. Então, de ter essa consciência dos nossos ritmos musicais fisiológicos com esses elementos da natureza, isso se torna uma música mais consciente e mais orgânica. Eu acredito até mais ancestral.
And to kind of bring it full circle, Mestre Negativo also mentioned that when we're in the womb of our mother, the first music that we hear is our mother's heartbeat, that heartbeat that we start to hear. And then as we're born, we start to breathe, and there's another rhythm that's introduced as we're born into the world. And so taking that experience, that physiological music, and combining it with the things he's mentioned, the connection with ancestors and connection with nature, is something that he thinks really establishes a conscious musicality and is something that also connects him with important elements of Black culture.
Mm-hmm. Obrigada.
Não por nada.
Mestre Negativo continues to remind us that capoeira is a political act. Because of the history, we know capoeira was not born out of a fun, recreational martial art. It was born from enslaved people who dedicated their lives to a political movement. They fought with bravery for their rights of freedom and dignity. Mark, how has it been for you to join this community and really enter it with integrity to this culture? Because you're not originally from Brazil. How do you make sure that you are a respectable cultural steward in the way that you show up in capoeira? And how do you ensure that you're also helping preserve this beautiful culture and making sure that all of these lessons that are being taught to students are authentic?
That's a good question. Just briefly, my start in capoeira was also in Iowa. Mestre Denny mentioned Iowa. My start was there in Iowa. Then I met Mestre Denny at different events that he was doing here in Urbana-Champaign and was really impressed with the quality of the events. And then over time, was actually able to come here to the university as a student and become Mestre Denny's student, which was an amazing experience for me. And I've often commented to Mestre that if capoeira had started in a different context besides Brazil, I don't know that it would be what it is today, because there's something about Afro-Brazilian culture. I think there's some similarities around the world, but Afro-Brazilian culture, in my experience, has been so welcoming. And if it hadn't been for that warm welcome that I received from Mestre Denny and from many other mestres, people like Mestre Neguachivo as well, if it wasn't for that warm welcome, I think I maybe would have seen capoeira and liked the music or liked the movements, but, you know, I might have felt like that's not for me. Mm-hmm. But because of that way that teachers like Mestre Denny and Mestre Neguachivo are so welcoming because of their culture and where they come from and their traditions and how they learned with their mestres, I think anyone can have an amazing experience in capoeira because of that strong welcome that you're going to feel. Mm-hmm. And then that opens a lot of doors, you know, for you to be like, oh, I want to learn more about making instruments like Mestre Neguachivo, or learning more about the movements if you want to focus on that, or learn more about the music and the history and geography. It opens many doors. Mm-hmm. Language, mm-hmm. You know, I never would have thought I'd study Portuguese, but because of capoeira, it opened that door for me to learn a new language and make friends around the world. Mm-hmm. So I think principally because of that warm welcome, that's made it a really positive experience. And then we always learn from Mestre Danny, Mestre Grange, Mestre Neguachivo and others that, you know, you never forget the people who created capoeira. And in everything that we do, we always find ways to support the old mestres. That's sort of a responsibility that Mestre Denny has given to his students as well, is to find ways financially and other ways to continue to support the old mestres, because we have that respect for the people who have continued this legacy.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel like it has taught you about your purpose in this life?
I think that one thing that capoeira taught me that I maybe wouldn't have learned somewhere else is the importance of respecting elders and respecting people who came before us. I think I had a little bit of that, you know, in growing up. That's always something you hear, like kind of like, oh, respect your elders, you know. But in capoeira, the way that the mestres are very thoughtful about bringing together the older generations with newer students, they're very thoughtful about that and create a lot of experiences for people to do that. It's something that I've never encountered anywhere else. So that's probably one of the biggest things is in my takeaway, is I try to apply that in my work with the university. I try to apply that in different things that I do, that, you know, it's important to respect the people who came before you. I think that's one of the many things that capoeira has enriched my life.
For Mestre Neguachivo, I know one of his many roles or titles he calls himself is a cultural activist. And I want to ask him, what is the goal as he teaches students and other community members here in Champaign-Urbana? And of course, you, anywhere else where he's teaching as well.
É, o ativista cultural, nesse momento que eu como dessa forma que eu tenho compartilhado aqui nos Estados Unidos, né, eu fico nesse lugar enquanto um facilitador, né, de estar trazendo, compartilhando, provocando, discutindo em coletivo a cultura, né, como ela era no passado, como a gente entende, como a gente interpreta a cultura no mundo moderno, né, ligado com todas as questões sociais, com todo o letramento racial, com todas as questões de gêneros, né, que o mundo tem discutido hoje, né? A cultura, ela envolve tudo isso.
So, Mestre Negoti was saying that one of the ways that he applies this side of his work as he's traveling is he sees himself as a facilitator, mm-hmm. because in the cultural work that he does has to do with every aspect of human life. It has to do with people's experience in their gender, their race, their background, their work, their family, their culture. In the work that he does, he tries to facilitate growth in people bringing who they are to the experience.
Mestre Negativo and Mestre Denny, what is your hope for the continued purpose and future of Capoeira Angola and Afro-Brazilian culture?
Eu entendo que a gente tem que ter esperança nas pessoas, né? Nas nossas próprias atitudes, nos nossos próprios comportamentos. Né? A capoeira, eu não poderia dizer qual que vai ser o futuro dela. A capoeira é uma arte, é uma cultura fluida e ela sempre vai existir. Somos nós, né? Esse ser humano, que é a gente que tem que buscar esperança em nós mesmos para a gente cada vez mais ser um ser melhor, mais consciente, para que a capoeira tenha cada vez mais conteúdo, né? Mas nós somos a gente enquanto ser humano, a gente enquanto mestre de capoeira, a gente tem essa função enquanto de nutrir a capoeira, de nutrir a comunidade que pratica capoeira, que aí a capoeira vai continuar nos nutrindo. É dessa forma que eu entendo.
So, Mestre Negoti was saying that the way that he understands his role as a mestre in capoeira is, it's hard for him to say what the future of capoeira will be. In some ways, he's saying he can't say. Mm. But what he is saying is that it's important to have faith in people. Mm. And in some of his approach, he's describing the way that he invests in the community that practices capoeira, that he sees his role as a mestre in nourishing the community and the people who practice capoeira and taking care of them so that capoeira in the future can continue to nourish us. Because he said that capoeira will always exist in some form, but it's important that people learn through capoeira and through culture to have faith in themselves and believe in themselves, and that if we nourish the people in the community that does capoeira, it'll continue to nourish us in the future.
Acho que o mestre falou tudo. Falou tudo. Faço das palavras do mestre, ele me permitia as palavras dele. Mas uma coisa também que eu tento muito aqui, enquanto eu dou aula de capoeira, é sempre estar lembrando os meus alunos, da onde a capoeira veio, quem começou ela, que a gente não pode esquecer, como eu falo, a gente não pode esquecer os africanos que chegaram no Brasil sequestrados de uma coisa, pior coisa do mundo, né? Ser sequestrado, tirado do seu, da sua terra, e olha, eles deram uma coisa depois pra gente, uma coisa linda. Uma coisa linda. Uma coisa linda. E a gente tem que estar sempre lembrando, a gente não pode esquecer, eu falo isso, a gente não pode esquecer de onde que veio e de quem veio. A gente deve isso. E a capoeira, assim, pro pessoal, às vezes a gente procura, a gente se sente sozinho. Eu acho que a capoeira é a arte da comunicação. Então, a capoeira, se a pessoa sente sozinho, tenta fazer capoeira que você vai encontrar, como o mestre João Pequeno dizia, a capoeira é a arte de fazer amigos. Você vai encontrar muito amigo. E se essa comunicação continuar, capoeira não vai morrer nunca.
Mestre Denny was saying that he, you know, really compliments what Mestre Negochi was saying, and he shares that sentiment, and he just added that capoeira, Mestre João Pequeno falou, né? Mestre João Pequeno said, capoeira is the art of communication, and as long as we have that communication, if you're feeling lonely in capoeira, you're going to find friends, and you'll find friendship, and you'll have the opportunity to communicate. But he always reminds his students to remember where capoeira came from, that capoeira came from enslaved Africans who were forced to come to Brazil, and we can never forget the pain of that history, but also out of that pain was born one of the most beautiful things in the world.
Vou-me embora pra Angola, vou-me embora Angola, vou-me embora pra Angola, vou-me embora, vou-me embora, vou-me embora pra Angola, me embora, vou-me embora, vou-me embora pra Angola, vou-me embora Angola, vou-me embora Angola, vou-me embora. Valdemar de Angola, vou-me embora, vou-me embora, vou-me embora pra
You can find the Dialogue podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And you can give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook at Illinois Soul. Dialogue is produced by Ariel Raveny and myself, Kennedy Vincent. Our news and public affairs director is Reginald Hardwick, and production assistance by Steve Mork. Dialogue is a part of Illinois Soul and Illinois Public Media. Join us for our next dialogue every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on Illinois Soul, FM 101.1, and WILL AM 580, Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
Avec des ondes de la boucle des yeux bleus.